A small choir is singing at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, which sits near the corner of Faulkner Lane and Dallas Street in East Waco. The hodgepodge of singers is lined up behind wooden pews near the front of the church, and a small woman with a warm, round face and graying hair seems to be leading the others. As the song ends, Father Cyril Ejidu begins his sermon.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Father Ejidu, who's been the priest of this church since 2008, is from Banwa State, one of 36 states in Nigeria. When we sit down after the service to talk, he tells me about his family, who all still live back at home in Nigeria.
My childhood, this is going to make you laugh. I come from a large family. Like you know, in Africa, we have large families. My mom and dad, my mom had 11 of us, 6 boys and 5 girls. I always say we are a soccer team because it takes 11 players to play soccer.
It was as a child in Nigeria that Father Ejidu, now 42, first came into contact with Catholicism.
We had missionaries from Ireland. They were all priests from Ireland. And they were so good with us, the kids. They gave us candies, they gave us sugar, they gave us all the sweet stuff. And I just say, okay, I wanted to be like them. I didn't know what it meant to be a priest. I just wanted to be like them and show goodness to kids. And they told me if you wanted to become like that, you had to go to seminary. So my high school, I went to a boarding high school, which is the junior seminary, where you learn how to be a priest. And after that, I went for my graduate studies at the senior seminary. Then I graduated in 1994 after 8 years of theology and philosophical studies, with a bachelor's in sacred theology. And I got ordained in 1995, 17 years ago.
You said when you were a kid, you know, you weren't totally sure what it meant to be a priest, but you just wanted to be like them. Yeah. So how did you, once you started that process, when did you realize, actually, this is what I want to do?
When I got into the senior seminary, I was 17 then after high school. That was when I started knowing what it meant. It meant I was not going to marry, I was not going to have a girlfriend, and it was so challenging. Actually, in the middle of the year when I was about 22, 4 years after, I wanted to pull out. But then I had gone too deep and everybody kind of know. I met my spiritual director and he says, well, we all went through this. You have to discern what God is calling you to. And it's a sacrifice you have to make not to have a family of your own. But then you have a bigger family, which is the people of God. Everybody is your child and you are the parent and so on. So that kind of went on. And I said, okay, that's how I became a priest.
Was that comforting, or did that feel like the right answer?
It was comforting, but it was not so comforting because you went home on vacation and you met with your friends and they had girlfriends and they went for parties and you couldn't go. Africa is not like here because everybody knew you. I mean, you are going to be a priest and so you couldn't indulge in parties and all that because you always had to be in church. That was challenging. But the advice from my spiritual director was also comforting at that time. But as you go along, you discern what God is calling you to. There are also joys in becoming a priest, which I eventually find out. But like every other thing in life, like marriage, it's full of challenges. Each day you wake up, you ask yourself, am I in the right place, like marriages? And you just have God's grace by your side.
That kind of questioning or thinking about, you know, what is the right place for you, has that shaped how you are as a priest?
Yeah, that has really shaped me because when you go through theological and philosophical studies, as a philosopher, you question. You question everything, you become more curious. You want to question everything for you to understand your faith. You have to keep questioning because we are questioning human beings. So that really helped me in being a good priest, the process of questioning and asking and curiosity and trying to find out from people and read and research on what it really means to be a Christian.
Father Ejidu's journey to the priesthood was in some ways shaped by doubt. But this questioning and even the uncertainty has also been key to the kind of spiritual leader he's become. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogel.